So in the Machlokas, Achronim had to understand the Ramah. Really, when it boils down to it, had to understand the Baal HaItur. So there's a lot of complicated Shach V'Tarya, a lot of complicated back and forth. I made an effort to try to distill the Shitas to, without necessarily focusing on every Raya and exactly how they differ on every Gemara and every Rishon, to kind of get a picture where each Shita is coming from and at the end of the day what they actually hold. And then we could try to work out what comes out to an extent, Lamaisa. So it starts with the Baal HaItur. The Torah calls the Baal HaItur. Shema minachol midi debayi hadacha kegom sar heter tzonin b'kaira shel iser tzonin haslecha chila doma achil b'lo hadacha. And that's the Mechaber Paskins that way. So the Mechaber says kol midi debayi hadacha kegom haniach heter tzonin b'kaira shel iser tzonin haslecha chila doma achil b'lo hadacha. So it's mavur from the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that if you put cold meat into a kaira viser, then the meat requires hadacha. And that obviously needs a hesber, because if it's a cold piece of meat, we would have imagined that there are no platos. And, why should a cold piece of meat need hadacha in a cold plate? So Chora, at the outset, there's no avoiding one of three choices in order to explain what the Baal HaItur, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are saying here. One is to say that there are platos al yedei tzonin, at least in certain cases. Another is to say that there's iser davuk on the plate, which, as a stam case, is a chiddush. We would assume we're talking the pashtus about a clean plate. Or thirdly, we could be very technical along the lines of the Ramban and the Ran in Pesachim and say that there's just a halacha d'Rabbanan. Whenever Isser touches Heter, it's Mechayev Hadacha. So the Ramban and Ran, at Kama, they say it, Aliba Derif, it's a very limited Chiddush. It's by Kli Cheres that was Bolei Al Yedei Cham. But they say such an idea that a Kli Cheres, because it's Bolei very much, becomes treated as Gufo Shel Isser, and Mimela, something that touches it, needs Hadacha. So we could approach it maybe from a technical angle. So among the Achronim that discuss it, I didn't see anyone who takes that third angle, so mostly we'll be working with the first two. Is it that there are actually Blios and Platos in this situation? There are Platos in this situation, even though it's Tzonin? Or is it that there is Isser Davuk on the Kli? And either way, are we Choshesh for this Chiddush LaHalacha? So this is really even before you get to the Ramah. But then the Ramah makes things more complicated than just saying that there is such a thing as heter tzonin becoming usher from a kli. Because the Ramah says, V'dafka davar sheish bo lachluchas ksas, aval davar yavesh mamish, im lo bala hakli rapid tzonin mutar laniach bo davar yavesh b'lo hadacha klal. So the pashtus of the Ramah is that you can only, normally even by a case of tzonin you need hadacha. The only case you don't need hadacha is if you have tartil tevusa. You have that to begin with, the kli was not boleya al yedei cham. There wasn't iroi mikli rishon or bishol in the kli. It was boleya at most al yedei tzonin, like something like malicha or charifas, whatever will do it. But a tzonin type of bliya. If there was a cham bliya, then you can't, anything you put in the kli needs hadacha. And even if it was only boleya al yedei tzonin, but then you can only be matir if you put something completely yavesh in it. If you put something that has moisture, then even if it was boleya, the pashtus of the lashon of the Ramaz, even if it was boleya al yedei tzonin, so then you're still going to need hadacha. So you come out with two big kedushim. You have to say, if you want to learn the Rama kipshuto, the lashon of the Rama is mashma bliya, right? And lo bola hakli rak betzonin, it's mashma, he's talking about bliyos bepashtus. If you want to learn the Rama kipshuto, that he's talking about bliyos, so you come out with a big chiddush that a kli which was boleya to chedushim, a kli which was boleya yedei cham, so it has a lot of bliyos. So then it's polate even into something which is tzonin and yavish. Let's deal with that first, right? A kli that was boleya ayadei bishel, if you put something entirely dry and entirely cold on it, it's going to need hadacha. Again, the pashtus of the lashon of the Ramban is that that's mikach bliya. So if you want to learn the Ramban kipshuto, the implication would be that even though there's no koach here to be maflit the kli, it's a davar yavish and a davar tonin, but apparently since the kli has a lot of blios, it's polate the blios. And memela it's mechayiv hadacha and that davar yavish. Again, the etzem idea of something being polate without heat and maybe even without lachlus, there's a makor for that in the Ramban over there in Psachim, that one of his studim is that a kli cheres, because it's boleya very much, so therefore it's polate even betonin. But he says it in a very limited case. But the musug is there. The musug is there. It's not a brand new idea that Ramo would say, if you understand the kipshuta. The second chiddush would be that even if it's boleya betonin, it's still polate al yedei lachus. So again, the idea of being that lachus is poel on blios is not a brand new idea. Avi pointed out the Rashba learns that hadacha takes out a certain type of blios, and then it's mistaver that it could also, if it takes out the blios to be machshir or something, it could also take out the blios to be osir or something. You say the lachus goes in there and brings something out. So again, there's a makor for the etzem idea in Rishonim. It doesn't mean any Rishonim actually paskin like the Rambam says, l'maisa. But that would be, and if you look carefully, the kashas, l'maisa, this is the pashtus of the Rambam. And if you just assume he's coming from the Darkei Moshe, all that's happening is, in the Darkei Moshe, he had a stira between the halach of the Baal Itter here, and the halacha we find in Hilchos Pesach, that you're allowed to use a kli that was nasar with chametz for tzonin. And he gave two answers, right? He gave two potential chilukim to explain why here it's aser and there it's mutter. One was to be mechalik between lach and yavish, and the other was to be mechalik whether it was originally boleya b'cham or it was originally boleya b'tzonin. All you have to do, right, it's not clear in the Darkei Moshe, how do you deal with those two answers? Are they mutually exclusive? Like when he talks about a chiluk between lach and yavish, does that mean if the dish was bolei al yedei cham or was bolei al yedei tzonin? So all you have to do is say that lamaisa he was machmir for both studim. He has the tzad that lachus is motzi blios from a kli in general, and he has a tzad that a kli which has a lot of blios al yedei bishel is polate a little bit to be mechayiv hadacha. And he's choshesh for both l'chumra. That would just come straight from, it's a 50-50 reading of the Darkei Moshe, what he would do with these two tzadim, right?
Even though he's supposed to be there, but the tzad of Chan is
Iker. Yeah, but once he seems to bring, right, in Echonami, there's more than two ways. He could have passed him like one of them. But how he understood them is a 50-50. Did he understand that they could coexist? Or did he understand, like, you know, for sure, if it's Balea Yedei Tzonin, then there's nothing to talk about. So all you have to say is that, no, they're two separate things, and you can be Machmir for both. You can be Machmir that Lach is Motzi Blios in general, and that a Kli that's full of Blios is Polate, even without any Koach to be Maflit. And that's L'maisa how the Yad Yehuda learns the Ramah. you know, he says it's Tamua, but that's how he learns it. And I can't say I went through every Achron, but going through the Shach and the Taz, mostly the Shach who attacks the Ramah, if you look at his Rayas, there aren't really any knockout punches in the sense of like a Gemara that's Mavur against the Ramah. He may have Rayas from a number of Rishonim, but the Ramah could understand the Bala. It's argues on those Rishonim. If you go through it, it's not in Svara, it may be very different from what a lot of poskim hold. But again, the Svaras all have Mekoros in maybe less extreme forms in Rishonim. And as a Shita, there's no one solid shot against the Ramah that shows that it's wrong. It fits in with everything in Shas. It's a Shita. You could learn it this way.
Where did we find the
So, this I didn't double check, but Avi was suggesting because in the Machlokas, the Rashba and the Ra'ah, what Hadacha is about. So it seems that the Rashba holds that a certain level of Blios can be Nichshar al Yedei Hadacha. So that implies that the Lachlos is Poel on Blios. Am I saying it the right way? Okay, so that's in terms of how the Ramah would fit in Shita. So it would be against Lachor, the Rashban, Kofiyot Aleph. The Shach's like strongest kasha is the Rashban. Not that I want to evaluate, but what seems to be the one he pushes forth the strongest is that the Rashba in many places seems mashma, not like this Ramah. Okay, so maybe it's not the Rashba. It wouldn't, what?
Kasha is that the Rashba brings the Itter Rashba.
But the Rashba, right? But the Rashba doesn't bring the part of the Itter about a dish, right? He just brings the Itter that if it's dark over Hadacha, so I'm saying for care, that Kasha the Shach is L'chor M'chusar Havana. What does he want with that? He passes like the Itter, but the part of the Itter he wants, the Rashba leaves out.
Even though the Shachon is Raya from Shonim, but the times when those are Nifsak Lalacha makes it a little more sticky, no?
Yeah, so where are they Nifsak Lalacha?
Like he brings from the fact that Kli does use for Basra Chalav, you could put Tzonin in. That's a Shachon Aruch.
Okay. So Tzadi Dalet, right, I forgot about Tzadi Dalet. I was going to mention the question from Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is much easier to answer. So maybe that's a kasha. In Tzadi Dalet, we have this case that where you put basar b'chalav in a kli, so if you cooked even basar b'chalav in a kli, so the Mechaber talks about the Isser Hana of the kli, and he says that it's mutter to put tzonin in it, even lach, right? The Mechaber paskins even lach, yeah. What?
Yeah,
it's Yosef, Mechaber, Paschim, even Lach, and the Ramah doesn't argue, so that's difficult, Taka.
So I think Lach happens to be a Diak there. But Yosef's Medaik, the Lashon, like, Sonin, whatever it is, Meutar, so it means Lach, and then he copies that Lashon, Shulchan Aruch, so everyone says he means Lach. I don't know if Shulchan Aruch says the word Lach, maybe that'll be it.
I see, okay. Okay, so maybe there's a. But it was if it was Bolei Al Yedei Cham, it should still be Yosef according to the Ramah, even if it's Yavish. Peros should be Aser, unless you say dark on Bahadacha, but I don't think that's true. What?
Unless you go like the Taz, which changes the gear
set. Right. I'm just saying, if we would take the Ramah in front of us, Kipshuta, what would come out? So that would be the difficulty. It's Adi Aleph. The other potential difficulty, which the Prima Gunim asks, would be from Kuf Chaf Aleph, where the Ramah himself paskins that if a person has Gayish Kalim, he buys Gayish Kalim, and he didn't do Hagala on them, but he washed them very well, so then it's mutter to use it for tzonin. So it happened to be mutter to use it for tzonin, you have the whole issue here that it's going to need Hadacha, there you have to assume in Estam is Balei Abacham, he's talking about even such Kalim that are Balei Abacham. So, to the best of my understanding, what we'd have to do to be Miyashiv that would be to come on to the Chavis Das's idea. Without necessarily taking on the Chavis Das's Shita Adasof, we could be Mechalik between Hadacha and Shifshuf. Or at least a normal Hadacha with a little Shifshuf and like a stark Shifshuf. Because the Ramban Kuf Chav Aleph, when he says you're allowed to use the kelim of Goyim for Tzonin, just not Bekvias, only by Krai, so Zera, you'll come to use them in common, but the heter to use them by Krai is after Hadacha V'Shifshuv Hetev. And you can say that Minastam, even if we assume a Kli has been cleaned Minastam, but maybe the Stam cleaning that we attribute to it is Hadacha, regular Hadacha. And then we could say that the Ramah here is speaking, you know, the all the Rishonim we talk about here, the Baal Itzer, the Tor, the Orchos Chaim, so they're all talking in the Torah. So they're all talking about a standard case of Hadacha. The Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, talk about a standard case of Hadacha. By standard case of Hadacha, so it doesn't take out those Blios. It doesn't take out those Blios which are going to come out Bitzonin. But once you do Hadacha together with Shishuv Hetev, the Shishuv Hetev, that takes out even those close to the surface Blios, and then you don't have the problem of putting Tzonin in it. So that's, as far as I understand, the only way you could be Miyashi of that.
Say that's going on in Saridaro, so, I mean,
I guess you could. Does the Shulchan Aruch say what happens there? I hear. So maybe since the Iker Chiddush there is that it's Mutter Bahana, the Ramah didn't get into how you cleaned it or didn't clean it. But over here, it's Gufa coming to tell you that Minastam you're going to require Hadacha on whatever is in it. And maybe you could be Mukim there, Taka with Shifshuf. Okay, so that's all the Ramah, if you take the Ramah as in front of us. Then you have the... So what comes out from that, Lamai says that if we'll assume al kol panim that you need hadacha v'shifshuf hetev, and that's the Ramah beferish in Siman Kuf Chav Aleph, l'chora it's fair to even if you're going to be machmir for the Ramah kipshuto, l'chora you can at least say that it has to be consistent with the other Ramah in Siman Kuf Chav Aleph, and say that if you did hadacha and shifshuf hetev, it's mutter to use it for any tzonim, lach or yavesh, and you're not going to need hadacha. So all that would come out is that if there wasn't shifshuf hetev, if there was only hadacha, it would be aser. And even then, it would be mutter if it's yavesh and it was bolea tzonim. Okay. Practically, normally things that are bolea are bolea b'cham, so I guess it would really come out that what you need to be makbid on is shifshuf hetev. If you didn't do shifshuf hetev, you only did hadacha, I mean, that's stam, what you put in is then you hadacha. Fine.
Get up shifshuf hetev with anything like soap and a little bit of rubbing?
No, I don't think so. So, I think shifshuf hetev means a hard scrubbing. Especially since Zuduyak in the Rashba and Daf Ches, that what he calls Hadach, the Rashban Taras Abayis Beferish is Mechalik between Hadach and Shifshuf. They're two different Sugim of Hechsher. And the Rashban Daf Ches is clear that Hadacha can refer to something that includes some Shifshuf. So Memela, I think the Pashtus is, if you're going to go with this whole Chavastas idea, that Shifshuf, even though the Chavastas himself holds a little differently, but that shifshuf hetev means a very hard scrubbing. It doesn't mean like just like the standard rinsing kind of scrubbing.
What is it? Is there a guard what it's trying to do more than getting up shumut?
If you learn the Rama Kapshuta, what it's doing is getting out blios. Uh-huh. And if you take the whole Chavas Das setup, it's that the Gemara was it's that shifshuf is the equivalent to Ni'itza Bakarka. And that we already have from Rishonim, then Ita Bakarka takes off a certain sug of Blios. It means like a hard kind of friction that actually removes things that are trapped in the pores. As opposed to just like a rinsing with a little bit of shifshuf to dislodge the things on the surface. So then there's the Ramah with the Girsa Sataz. And it's not that the Taz had a different Girsa. He was bothered by the Ramah, he was bothered by how it was written, and he was able to answer his questions by saying that there's a different Girsa. And the way he wants to be Gores, he says, he changes two words. He says, Aval davar yavesh mamish, oh, im lo bala hakli, rapitzonin mutra laniach bo davar lach, below hadacha klal. It doesn't really read so well with his Girsa change, but al kol panim, what comes out with it, is that instead of reading the two Mahalchim as the Psak of the Darkei Moshe as being Machmir, the Psak of the Ramah as being Machmir for both Svaras and the Darkei Moshe, Faker, it means that he's Mekel for both Svaras. Any time what you put in is Yavesh, it's going to be Mutter, no matter how it was Bolea. And any time it was Bolea B'tzonein, it's going to be Mutter, no matter what kind of Tzonein you put in, even if it's Lach. So as long as you're in the realm of Tzonein, you're putting in a cold thing, it's only going to be Usser with Tartil Reisa, that it was Bolea B'chamin, and what you're putting in now is Lach. So again, even with this Mahalach, you still have the problem from Kuf Chaf Aleph, and it's really here, soon Kuf Chaf Aleph, it's really here that the Prima Gunim asks, that even after you said, Lamaisa, the Taz is coming out, though, that if it was Bolei Al Yedei Cham, then you can't use it for Tzonein Lach. Because that's going to be Mechayiv Hadacha. And the Ramah in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, again, is Beferish, that if you did Hadacha, the Shif Shuv Heitev, then it's mutter to use it however you want, as long as it's bakrai, as long as it's tzonein, and as long as it's bakrai. So that seems to be a stira there. It seems to be kolel lach also. So I believe, again, to the best, the Prima Gunim asks it, he blives Sarachi, and to the best of my understanding, what you need to do is say, like, that's far of the Chavis Das, that here it's talking about standard hadacha, and there it's talking about hadacha v'shif shafetev. There's a case that this is relevant to that I was thinking about the whole time because it came up a number of years ago. It used to be, I don't know what it is nowadays, but it used to be a fairly common practice in the Orthodox Jewish world that there was a restaurant, Friendly's, where they was a non-kosher restaurant, but they served, their brand of ice cream was officially had a hechsher. I don't know if this was correct or not. There are many times a person can have enough, but Lamaisa, people used to go there and they served their ice cream on dishes and they would eat the ice cream on the dishes, which were probably used for other things also. So I happened to hear a shir at that time in Shari Torah Monte. I heard a shir from Rabbi Beryl Wein, Shir Chloe, and he was speaking about he was very against people eating in these kinds of restaurants at all. And someone brought up this matzav, and he said, what about the kalim? He brought up the kalim. So l'chora, he tined that even if you wouldn't have a problem with marzain or anything else, you wouldn't be kosher if they're switching the brands of ice cream. But how can you eat on their kalim? So l'chora, that's very tavoy on what's going on over here. Right? If you say, over here, those are kalim, which presumably are bolea al yedei cham, there's even though they're serving dishes, but it's Iroi Mikli Rishon. So it's Bolea Becham. We can probably assume it's Bolea Becham. And then when Lechora ice cream is something which has Lachus, so unless you assume that they're doing Hadacha V'shif Shef Heitev, which we would like to think they do, but, you know, we don't know. If you say Min Hastam, what you do is Hadacha. So then Lechora comes out that it's Aser. According to the Ramah Kipshuto, for sure it's Aser, right? Anytime it's Lach, it's Aser. According to the Taz, also comes out as Aser. So let's see what comes out in the Chavis Das and the Shach. What?
All of this in Sadiyah is much places, even if the Kli's ain't even Yemer.
What?
If the Kli's ain't even Yemer, you still have all the discussions, or that's
Taz? Yes, I was wondering about that. I was wondering about that. Lagabe, this is something that we ought to get straight. The truth is, I don't think it's probably not a terrible. I assume this still goes on in certain, you know, in certain quarters. So it could be it's very Nogel Maisa Shaila. If you're in a restaurant, you order something kosher, that's for sure no Shaila, but they're serving it on their dish. So
hotel lobby, and you order, I don't know, drink, I guess,
So unless they serve hot drinks and cold drinks, and then like the hot drinks have something else about them. If you could be mom, see a case like that. Maybe you do have it by coffee places, but they don't use real dishes normally, right? But Al Kolpanim, we were wondering about that also. This chumrav, this thing of needing hadacha, b'fra, if you learn like the Taz, that hadacha is only a chiv l'chachila, so this is applied by Kli Sheino Ben Yomo. Truth is, though, I think the discussion of the post game is mashma v'pashtus that it does, because they all ask from the Ramban Kuf Chaf Aleph, and those are stam kalim of Gayim, they're in a bin yoma. So the assumption seems to be that you treat it the same, unless that's good for the answer. But it would be strange for that to be absent from the poskim. L'chora b'pashtus, it applies to by Inna bin Yoma, b'pashtus. Same the Ramla, right? The Ramla has that case of a person eating in an inn. It's a b'dieved. Some saying it doesn't say it's stam claim, Inna bin Yoma. Why does he have to come on to the Shas Hadchak?
If someone would go to friendlies often, does it still have the heter of a right? Because each time is a one-time usage?
I think so, because there's a gezeira that he's going to eat cham in there. You're I'm saying the gezeira is that
like
if you have a dish that you're using the kfias, I would think. Okay. So the Chavas Das says a chiddush de pshat in the Ramah, which has the advantage that it potentially answers all of the questions that they ask on the Rambam, and it takes away the tmiya of saying that they're pleitos ayidei davretzonin. The big disadvantage of the Chavas Das is that it's, even though the Rambam talks about bal ayidei cham and bal ayidei tzonin, he's really learning that the whole issue surrounds things mamashis that's nidbak to the kli. It's not really talking about blios. So that's a little hard to read into it. But if you're willing to accept that, so then Adrava, he says that the Ramah is not against the Rishonim. The Ramah is like the Rashba. The Rashba is mechalik between Hadacha and Shifshuf. And all the Ramah means is that Minastam, the kli underwent hadacha, but not shifshuf heitev, or not shifshuf in his world. Hadacha, the Chavas Das's world, hadacha doesn't require any shifshuf at all. So underwent hadacha, not shifshuf, and therefore, when you put something in, there's shuman davuk to the kli; it's going to get on it. Mamish hadavar pashit, and he even suggests an answer for the big kasha they all ask on the Ramah. Apart from understanding his shita, he seems to bring a raya that no one can understand. He says that the Torah in Siman Kuf Chaf Aleph, it's mavur, this halacha that if it was bolei becham, then it's also used it even ritzonin. And the kasha is that if anything, the Torah says the opposite. That's what everyone asks on the Ramah. So the Chavas Das comes up with a very creative mahalach to answer that, built on a ra'ah. The ra'ah says that shifshuf is the equivalent of ni'itza bekarka. He's not going with the shitas ra'ah, because ra'ah also holds there's no chilik in sugyas between hadath and shifshuf. Gufa, what the Ra'ah is saying is the fact that you shouldn't get so nervous when there's a stira that here the Gemara says you need hadacha and a knife, and there it says you need an itza and a knife. The Ra'ah says it's all the same thing. It just means you don't need hagala. You just have to get the knife clean. So what does it take to get the knife clean? You need either hadacha or ni'itza, and he says that hadacha includes shifshuf, and shifshuf's the same thing as ni'itza. It's just friction to get off the stuff that's stuck onto the kli. So he takes that hashva, the Chavas Das plucks out from the Ra'ah, that hashva in mitzias between what shifshuf accomplishes and what ni'itza b'karka accomplishes, and he says he brings the Rashba that's mechalik between hadacha and shifshuf, and that hadacha is what's normally needed, but for an isser that was put in a heter kli, but if there's shuman involved, then you need shifshuf. Chavas Das happens to learn that's only if there is, if the Schumann got onto it through duchka or heat or something of that sort. All right, I don't want to get too bogged down on the details of how he builds it up and what he takes from this Rishon and what he does with that one. But at the end of the day, what he says is that he's saying is not all that different from the Shach and Taz. except that he's willing to make one jump that they're not willing to, which is that what the Ramah is referring to here is not blios, but mamashis. Hadacha does not take off the mamashis of a kli that was bolei acham, and shifshuv does take off the mamashis of something that was bolei acham. If it was bolei atzonin, so then if it was bolei atzonin, so then hadacha does take it off. If it's used b'tadiras, it's aser b'gezeira. All right, I don't want to see if you want to. If you want to get the bottom line of what he holds in each of the cases, skip to the last paragraph. But the basic idea is that let's stick to bolei acham. He says, where it's bolei acham, the shuman is nidbak more to the kli. Therefore, hadacha is not enough, and you're going to need shifshuf. So on the practical level, I don't think this comes out that much different from the Taz. In a way, it comes out, he's reading, what the chumrah that comes out is that he's reading the Rambam Kipshuto. He's actually going to, even though he's only being machmir for, theoretically he's only being machmir for something that's mamashis, not a bliya, but if you assume, again, this is an assumption, but if you assume within the Taz that the chiluk between Kufchaf Aleph, Simon Kufchaf Aleph, and Sadi Aleph, is that here it's Hadacha and there Shif Shif Heitev. Basically, if you take on the Chavat Stas' Hanacha to answer the Prima Garam's Kasha on the Ramah, and it's a very strong Kasha, so then on a practical level, the particular Mahalach that he says doesn't change that much. It's still taloi, a lot is still taloi, did you do hadacha or did you do shif shif heitev? If you did hadacha and you put something in, it's aser, you need hadacha. If you did shif shif heitev, it doesn't need hadacha. The chumrah that will come out of the Chavos Das is that since he's reading the Ramah Kipshuto without any girsa change, even if you put in a davar yavesh, you're also going to need hadacha. The Taz, you don't need hadacha and a davar yavesh. And again, davar yavish means completely yavish, right? It's mavur that in the achronim that machluchas ktas is already doesn't have that kula. So that is a little bit of a nafkamina. But lemaisa, 90% of the time, it's all just going to be telling whether you did hadacha or you did shifshuf. Because again, the Raman Simen Kufchaf Aleph is matir ayidei hadacha v'shifshuf heitei behedya. And l'chora, that forces us to take on that basic chiluk of the Chavos Das, unless someone comes up with something else. That seems to be the only route. So, in the Rambam Kipshuto, in the Taz, in the Chavos Das, it comes out, more or less, it's taloi, did you do hadacha? Then there may be a problem. You did shif shif heitev, there's not a problem. Or if it was balea. So they're prati dinim that are different, right? If it was bolei al yedei tzonin, which isn't the most common case, it's bolei through melicha or something like that, so then it may depend whether which nusach you're going with. And if it's a complete davar yavesh, it'll come out of machlokas, the Taz and the Chavos Das. So then the shach steps in, and the shach also clearly learns in the Ramah that he's talking about blios like the Taz does, but he doesn't go with it. He doesn't go with it at all. He's just pashut argues on the Ramah. He says the Rishonim are mashma, not like the Ramah. And from his lashon, at least in one place, it's mashma. I didn't go through the shachs in different places, which is something that I guess we should do. The Chavos Das refers to some of them. But it sounds like he's not really mechalik between different types of hadacha. Which, like hadacha shifshuf heitev. My suspicion is, but I haven't looked enough to confirm this, and I'm very open to hearing a stira to what I'm about to say. But my impression is that he's more or less going with what seems to be the svar of the ra'ah. That hadacha, I'm a little reluctant to say this because the Tarz of Bias is behedya mechalik between certain things that need hadacha and certain things need shif shif heitev. for the shach to not go with the Torah's advice would be a bit kiddish.
Cool too.
Yeah.
Even in the shach here, he references it.
Yeah.
I think it's the first or second shach. One of the places he's quoting is between if you need shishapins or not.
Does he ever say how that ties into the case over here by a dish?
He's coming to Ufa explain that our case is now a Devar Shamin or something like that. Or you have to know that there's like when it's a Devar Shamin.
Uh-huh. So by a standard Gaish dish, then in Estam you have to be Choshesh, I assume, that it was used for a Devar Shamin. So the Shach is masking that you need Shif Shafetev.
Yeah.
He's going with that Rashba.
You have a
Shulchan Aruch here. I
Either
you're all right, so look, if it's the case, I was going to say that the nafkamina between the shach and all the others is that maybe in the shach, if you did a hadacha and it seems like the dish is clean, then you don't need shif shif heitev. And then it would come out in the case of Friendly's ice cream, and we assume that their dishes look clean after they wash them. It's a chazaka that people wouldn't want to come there if their dishes look dirty. So then even if we don't say that there's shif-shif heitev, if you put a davar lach, even a davar lach, in a dish that hadach was done, and according to the shach, it's mutter, and according to the pashtus of the Rambah, the Taz, and the Chavastas, it's aser. That's what I was going to say. But if the shach taka says, outright, and it's mistaber, it would be very strange for not to go with the Rashba. If your taka says that if it's a davar shamin, then you need shif shif heitev, so then by a stand, it'll be very limited cases where there's any nafkamina, significant nafkamina between the shitos. Yeah.
I mean, in Friendly's, they probably use like an industrial dishwasher.
So it could be a shif shif heitev, right? It could be a shif shif heitev. It could be. But that would be what it boils down to, whether you attribute, you know, to what their method of cleaning shif shif heitev. But Lamaisa, if you're talking about a one-time thing that happened and it wasn't a Davar Shamein, even then, it seems to me that the nafkaminas between these mahachim are extremely small. Because if you're talking about a Davar Shamein, then everyone's agreeing you need shif shif heitev. If it was Balea Cham, if it was there was Cham, and this is the normal case we're talking about, there's Shuman and Cham. So by standard Gaish dish, Bekitzer, you're going to need Shif Shif Heitev. Maybe even according to Shach, then it'll be according to everyone.
Doesn't Kirby Gavitaka say that?
Yeah.
That basically every case you need
Shif Shif Heitev. He says that basically every case you need Shif Shif Heitev, even not by standard Gaish dish, just like any time a Kli was used with Isser. Even if we would, so if we'll take on that Prima Gadim Kol Shekein, that everyone comes out the same, but even without that Prima Gadim, by a standard case of using a generally non-kosher dish, there's extremely little gap between the shittos.
So the Davar Shamin might be only with Tuchka, no? Davar Shamin might be only with Tuchka.
So a Davar Shamin, so if it's not Balei Acham, so again, if it's not Balei Acham, so it could be, I'm saying, if you learn like the Chavos Das, that a Davar Shamin only is Mechayev Shifshuf when there's Duchka Ein Achnami in a case where it was a one time thing that it was used with Shuman and it wasn't Cham the Chavos Das himself, who's the one who's Mekel that Shuman only requires Shifshuf Ayidei Duchka, says that Ayidei Cham it also requires, he learns up in the Ramah that Ayidei Cham you also need Shifshuf. The main difference will be a kli that was used either one time for Isser by accident, or a kli that was used either a kli that was used one time by accident for Isser, or a kli that's only used for Tzonin. So if it's used for Tzonin, that's a Davar Shamein, but that has nothing to do with the machlokas how to understand the Ramah between the Shach and the Taz and the Chavis Das. It's a separate issue. It's a separate issue when the Rashba says that Shuman is Mechayiv Shif Shafetev. Is that Shuman together with Tuchka or Shuman without Tuchka? Machlokas Chavis Das against the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says it's even without Tuchka. And I take a look at the Rashba at the end of Shar Aleph and Bayis Dalet. I don't know. It's hard. Personally, it's hard for me to understand where the Chavis Das is coming from. The Pashta seems to be much more like the Prima Gadim. It's even without Tuchka. But I'm saying that's where the differences are going to be. If you're talking about a dish of Isser, everything's going to end up really being in all the different Mahalchim. It doesn't matter to us practically whether they're talking about Bliel or they're talking about something Davuk on the surface. That's, you know, putting the Sugyas together, that might matter. But for what we take out of this, out of Tzadi Aleph Sif Beis, so then it seems that Lekulei Alma, pretty much if you do Hadacha, it's not good enough, and Lekulei Alma, if you do Shif Shafetev, it is good enough. That's a Beferish Pesach of the Ramah in Kuf Chaf Aleph. In Miyuchad the cases, it was a one-time Isser, Befrad, if it was Bola, if it occurred with Tzonin and the Davar Shamin, so we'll have to look back here and work out how it comes out in each Shita. But for as a qual, very little difference.